Thank you, Jeremy. And as we move towards our act of remembrance, can I echo Mike's welcome to you at the beginning of the service, and to say again a particular welcome to those of you who have come in memory of the 66 men, and because it's Remembrance Sunday. And if you don't normally come to church, can I just say please do feel free to take part in, or not to take part in, as much of the service as you feel comfortable to do so. We do want you to feel welcome and at home during this time. I want to ask Liz Woolley to come forward at this point. Liz, of course, has been the project leader of the 66 Men project, which has had a number of different and wonderful aspects to it. And today we come to the Book of Remembrance. And I'm going to ask Liz to say one or two things about that. Liz, when people hear the phrase Book of Remembrance, sometimes after a tragedy, that's a book in which people write their condolences. That's not what's in this book, though, is it? What do we have in this Book of Remembrance?
Thank you, Steve. So the Book of Remembrance is a book with a biography of each of the 66 men who are named on the First World War Memorial, which is the brass plaque over to my left. And some of you, in fact many of you, will know that we've had a project going for the last 2 years, which started off with the fairly simple aim of researching the lives of those 66 men, and which has really grown to include lots of different elements. And I'm really delighted that most of the members of the research team are with us today, and also that quite a few of the families of those 66 men have been able to join us, and in particular Jim Tallett, who is the man who really set the whole project going, because if it hadn't been for meeting you, Jim, then this would never have happened. So thank you to you in particular. And I think the whole idea behind the project really was to remember these 66 men, not just as names on a war memorial because they died, but to remember that they also had lives here in Grand Pont, that they were men with families, they had jobs, they sang in church choirs, they played in football teams, they lived, and although they lived for a shorter time than they should have done, that was what we really wanted to remember, was their lives as much as the fact that they died, and that's why they're on the war memorial. And moreover, I think the other important thing is that after their deaths, their families, their wives, their sweethearts, their relatives, children, parents, brothers and sisters continue to live in this community in Grand Pont, and really made it what it is today, 100 years later. So I think we should all be grateful to them, not only for the sacrifice that they made for us and for our country, but also for what they left behind in terms of their families and their descendants, some of whom, as I say, we're really pleased to have with us today.
Liz, thank you. And I want to thank you on behalf, well, actually, of the Grand Pont community, because it's been so noticeable the way this project has caught the hearts and minds of people in the community. I remember those laminated sheets put on the gateposts of houses in this community, and people just realizing that it was from their house that one of those young men walked out all those years ago into the war. It's been a tremendous community gatherer, I think. And just to express our thanks to you as a church, because it's the Church War Memorial, but you and your team really have brought it to life for us, and have in so many ways made those names more than names, as is symbolized by this Book of Remembrance, which is going to be beside the war memorial in future, and it's not locked up in a glass case. The idea of it is that people can pick it up and look at it and read the stories of those men. So it's very much a living document, not just a museum piece. So it's my privilege to receive that, as it were, on behalf of St. Matthew's. I'm just going to have a moment of quiet, and then I'll say a prayer of dedication over the book, and then I'm going to ask Liz, escorted by our warden, Elizabeth, to place the book on its position over in the table over there. A prayer. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor human heart conceived, God has prepared for those who love him. God of all consolation, in your unending love and mercy, you turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life. Be our refuge and strength, to lift us from the darkness of grief to the peace and light of your presence. May we go forward eagerly to meet Jesus, and after our life on earth, be reunited with our brothers and sisters, where every tear will be wiped away, We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So now, mindful of the sufferings endured and the sacrifices made by the men of this parish, who gave their lives in the service of their king and country in the First World War, we today dedicate this book of remembrance in their honour. May all who read this book be humbled by its record of human fragility, tragedy and loss, inspired by its evidence of human endurance, courage and heroism, encouraged to use well the freedoms gained through the sacrifice of which it tells, and strengthened in commitment to the forging of that mutual understanding and peace between people and nations which would be its fitting legacy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.